about the incidents that are happening yesterday in Makolichwe, which is the headquarters of the Diocese of Athoch, where we found some other 20 people have been killed and 9 others are wounded. They are now admitted in Bor Hospital. So the total of injuries, they were 11. So actually, they came on two ways. Some other people, they came from the source, and some other people, they came direct to the church. So they come and kill begin killing in the church, and they kill Dean of Cathedral, who is a very reverend, Daniel Garangayuan, and plus other people who were there with him in the church compound, and then they burned down all the church compound, except the church. So they went inside the church, they destroyed all the worship instrument in the church. After they finished with the compound of the church, they went to the village, then they killed some people, they burned the whole village in Makolichwe. Actually, there are some people who are still missing at this time. They have not been found dead, and they are not alive, so we are not sure about them. Six of them, but 4 children were abducted. But nowadays, there is a political issue that has happening. They are just killing people and even the children. They are being killed, actually. It is because the bodies are not found.
You said 6 people are missing. Yes. 4 children were abducted or killed.
Yes.
If you can disaggregate the rest, how many women were killed? How many men were killed? How many women were injured and how many men were also injured?
Yes, actually, those who are injured in the hospital now, the men's are 5, and then the women are 4. And those who have been killed, actually, the men, they are very few. And then the women, they are 14. Actually, those who are living there, it is all women and all people.
Now you are saying there is this political thing involved. What is it?
This is why I call it the political issue. Because this killing of children and even the old people, it was not there before. But now it just came recently to kill children and even the innocent people like women and old men. Just recently, last week, we were here with a vice president, James Waniga. We were talking about peace, and this incident is happening yesterday, you see, and people are talking about peace.
Bishop, you are a man of God, and you as the church have tried your best to bring the communities together. Should I say in Greater Jonglei, maybe 90% of the population is Christians.
Yeah.
One would wonder why the Christians have turned against themselves. Why is this?
We want to start peace in the grassroots level so that we can bring the youth together, we can bring the church leaders together, and when we can bring the elders together so that we can sit. So we are Christian, 90% actually, as you mentioned it, in Jonglei, they are Christian, either from Nuer, from Murle, or from Dinga, they are Christian. But you know, that issue of tribalism, that issue of tribalism, we say it is the work of the devil.
From the church perspective, what can be done to bring peace to these people?
To our peace, we need actually to go as a church leaders. We have to go to the ground, on the ground, bring the church leaders together. I'm feeling very bad actually, and this is not the first time. There was an attack happening in Jale, where Archdeacon Jacob Amanjok was killed, and even some other 3 pastors were killed. So I'm so sad, actually. So I'm not happy about that. So there is no need of killing the pastors. There is no need even of burning down the church compound like what has happened yesterday in Makolichwe, and even breaking the worship instrument like accordion yesterday. So all this issue, actually, I'm not happy. I'm not happy about that. But I want to appeal to the government and international community to intervene in this.
Do you forgive them as a bishop? Do you forgive those who did this to your church, to the members of your church?
Yes, I have to forgive them. Yes, I have to forgive them. This is what the Bible says.